Andrews McMeel Publishing presents When the Dark Spoke to Me by Christabel Marvin. Performed by Christabel Marvin. That's the thing about pain. It demands to be felt. John Green, The Fault in Our Stars. Dedicated to the fireflies that hold my knowledge, victories I see in May, and the bravery that never left me. Trigger warning. This book contains themes of death and suicidal ideation. Reader discretion advised. Chapter 1. Death. Noun. My first love. I had never known life until I had loved death to exhaustion. Stories. They end all the time, right? To the rest of the world, death was reckless. But to me, she was everything I needed. So did death choose us, or did life simply state that death would be a better fit for a world who hardly understands it? I have come to learn that there are many who don't like killing, but enjoy the thought of taking a life. I can't feel the touch of your gravestone. I can't leave roses by the grass, but I hope you know that the second week of every December, I quietly miss you. I thought it selfish for you to leave. I treated seeing death as a choice. It was unfair, but it was all I could do. I know now that you never wanted to leave. You just wanted to see an old friend. My dearest death, thank you for loving me when life didn't. Your secret admirer. Loving death was the easiest thing in the world. I never needed to worry about her leaving. But justifying our love was a much different story. It was mocked, insulted. They assumed I was mad. But they had never met her. They had never felt her warm touch, her kind gaze, and the sense of security one would feel around her. She was the unknown, and people feared the unknown. They hated her, assigned her to darkness. Yet it never bothered her. Humanity seemed like playful little children. I saw her and loved her, and it was the easiest thing in the world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?